Young people around the world are not indifferent to the community and ready to act for him in being sustainable development. With such spirit, an international volunteers project for world heritages has recently been launched in Halong City. The international work camp in the Halong Bay is part of Tao International Volunteers Projects organized to protect and promote world heritages. Initiated by the UNESCO World Heritage Center and the Coordinating Committee for International Voluntary Service last year, the program aims to require collective efforts and involvement of communities and international organizations. Solidarite Jeunesse Vietnam, or SJ Vietnam, a member of the network of volunteer organizations to develop the Asia and Pacific region, has been authorized to conduct the project. During the 10 days working in Halong Bay, 14 volunteers from Germany, France, Denmark and Canada had field trips on the bay to fishing villages, coal mines and residential areas. They also met local red students, young people and residents to better understand of the situation there, to work out solutions to deal with the impacts of economic and tourism developments on the living and surrounding environment. Annie Gret Wurzekar from Germany has this to say about the activity's purpose.
I mean, if this place is okay, everything is all right, so the living conditions are better, so it's important to keep this place as nice and as clean as possible so that the people can live here in a healthy way. And on the other side, it's really important to talk to them, to explain them that their behavior is also important. They have to behave in an environmental friendly way to save it, because they are living here, and when people living at a certain place, it affects the surrounding, the environment. So it's as I said, it's important to have this balance. And even with tourism, if you you have to involve the people. They have to be part of this whole discussion about in the decision making process. They have to play a big part, the local people. I think everyone will benefit from that.
The Image Pastry Monito mascot, which is also the program's official logo, symbolizes young heritage guardians to educate the public about world heritage protection and conservation. A fashion show featuring costumes made of recycled materials has been organized on this occasion, leaving strong impression on both the local and visitors to the city. And regret again.
The garbage, there are things that can be reused, so you don't necessarily have to throw them away. You can use them again in different ways, and that's the idea behind it, just to show different possibilities, how you can use garbage again, what you can make out of it. It's like a symbol to show them. You don't have to throw it away. You can reuse it, recycle it. So we use different things, like empty bottles. We used garbage bags. We used paper. We used the cups made of paper and plastic. And we used like old ribbons and so many things. So that was really funny. All the people have been very creative, so it's really nice.
The International Volunteers Camp in Halong has also offered foreign people interesting experiences of life. They have learned more lessons about how to protect the environment and call on local people to involve in these activities. Matthias Naupold is from Germany.
I think that the most important thing the locals can do is to collect the garbage and not throw the garbage into the water or into the streets in Halong City. Of course, this is also the most important thing tourists can do very easily. So many problems of the Halong Bay can be solved. Of course, some other problems with industry and tourism can't be solved with this, but it's a beginning, it's a start, and we have to interact all together to protect Halong Bay.
The initiative is helping to develop an image of dynamic and united young people through specific acts towards the improvements of the living environments and planet's protection.